Welcome to a burning fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. We spent several lessons talking about how to keep your children faithful, because it is the interest of every Christian father and mother to bring up their children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord, to bring them to Christ, and to help them in every way to remain faithful in the Lord. But then we have gone into the discussion of a very sad possibility, and that is that the child does not remain faithful. Children sometimes do go wrong. They leave the teaching of the family. They leave the influence of father and mother for various and sundry reasons and excuses. They have decided that they will not follow the way that they have been taught. They are responsible for that, of course, and it grieves the hearts of the parent to know that they are doing that. It makes them feel like they have failed concerning their child. But it may not be the fault of the parent, because the child has the responsibility to keep himself faithful. But I want to say that giving up some things when a child goes wrong may be required. Now, I recall a certain circumstance that happened where a faithful gospel preacher's daughter became an atheist. Well, you can imagine the heartbreak of the preacher and his wife. She came home from the university. She had been filled with the lies of those whose mission in life is to destroy faith and who replace it with nothing, with hopelessness. And the child had come to believe the folly that they had been taught at the university. And they come home and tell their father and mother they don't anymore believe the things they've been taught. I want to say here that this daughter eventually was restored, however. But you may have to swallow your pride when your children goes wrong. For surely you're embarrassed when your child goes wrong. You wonder what others might think of your child. What will they think of you? And it hurts so much. What will the neighbors say? What will the brethren think? Those things matter to you. But even though they matter to you, they must be put aside as best they can, and you have to keep going. Again, like other suggestions, this one may not be easily done. Your pride is offended. But we have to learn to give our child the control of their lives. Have you been their watchman for so long, and then you have to turn it over completely to them? It's not easy to turn it all over to them. But they must know that you are no longer responsible for their soul. It's up to them whether they go to heaven or whether they go to hell. Now, you might have to consider canceling financial help to your child if you're providing that for them, if they're going to go the way of error. You, as a child of God, you can't afford to finance the works of the devil in your child, even if they're being done by your own flesh and blood. But constantly shaming them will likely repel them. Once they know your strong disapproval of their waywardness, then you just have to let it be as it is, whatever it might be. Keeping in mind the goal is, hopefully, to find a way to restore that child. I want to suggest to the parent that you protect yourself. Now, what do I mean by that? It's most difficult to accept, but you may well be that in dealing with your wayward child, you're dealing with one who is no longer sensitive to your feelings. They don't care how you feel and think. And they have no respect for your convictions. Realize that. And while you care so much for them, they may not care in return as they ought. And so it is not selfish under those conditions to protect yourself from having your feelings walked on. A child may play upon the emotions of the parent and make promises in order to get things that they might want. But, friend, the child is only taking advantage of the parent when that happens. Just don't let it happen. Don't let your child crush your emotions. Don't allow yourself to be a doormat and to be used by your wayward child, keeping you always upset, imposing his ways upon you, ways that you know are wrong and that you deplore. Friend, you do not have the obligation to provide your child a place to sin, whether it be for drinking or for adultery or for any other sin. Let your child know that sinful behavior will not be permitted at your house, and he either conforms to that or he must find some other residence. The Lord's will must come first with you at your home before the whims of a rebellious child. Oh, yes, you're concerned about them, but they should not be permitted to crush your every waking moment and to destroy your times of joy because of their conduct and their attitude. You have to pull away enough to let them know that they are in the hands of God. And you should never cease to pray for a wayward child. Don't you know that the father of the prodigal son was ever looking down the road, longing for that day when the son would return home? You're God's child. You have the right to pray. And the fruition of your prayer, it may not come in your lifetime, as I have brought out. Well, this is probably a superfluous reminder, because your child is an evidence of your continuing love. I say love your child, but love the child in the sense of always seeking his highest good. You will not seek his good if you ever compromise with his sinfulness. Be always ready to meet him more than halfway if he or she decides to come back. And let him know that this is your attitude. But the decision to come back rests with the child. And be ready to receive him back if he comes back. If he or she repents and returns, let the past die. Oh, yes, it was so hard to see them go away because you know he was going the wrong direction. But leave the door ajar and let him know that it always awaits his return. And let him know it's his move. And above all else, keep the Lord first in your own life, father and mother, unless you and your child all shall suffer condemnation. God is the source of our strength and of our hope, an anchor to our souls. We dare not let anyone, even those close to us, as close as our children, come between us and God. Our loyalty to God is a loyalty before our kin. And let me say some words now of our attitude toward parents of children who have gone wrong. I want to address those who have seen the wayward ways of children. Surely, if we be of the right Christ-like spirit, we grieve for the parents whose children have gone wrong. This may not be our burden in life. It may be because we have been under different conditions, different circumstances. We may not be as good as the parents whose children have gone wrong. And under similar conditions, we may not have done as well. So be thankful if your home has not been victimized by children who have gone wrong. But be sympathetic and kind toward those who have suffered this hurt. Don't avoid those parents. Be friends to those parents. You know, I have found that usually we're almost afraid what to say or what to do, and will make matters worse if we're not careful under certain situations. You know, when you talk to an orphan child or a widow or someone that's terminally ill or even a divorcee, you may not do exactly the very best in every instance. Being aloof, however, shows that you may no longer care for them. At least that's the thought that they will get. We can't always correct everything, but those parents whose children have gone wrong, they need our presence. They need our friendship. They need our support. And when a child goes wrong for the other person, it's not time for us to offer unsolicited advice and give rebukes. Have respect for the privacy of those parents. Don't pry for details. If they speak to you in confidence about their child, respect that confidence to the utmost, and don't be going around talking about the wayward child to others, and look for the opportunity to assist them in every way that you possibly can. I say help the suffering parent to know their own worth. They've experienced a tragedy in life, to be sure, but they may now be equipped to help others more than ever before who have also been beset by such things. Help them to see their usefulness. They're not total failures. Their loved ones have hurt them, to be sure, so don't hurt them further. Now, the things that I have said, these suggestions, they may not solve the problem. As I have said before, so say I now again. The only solution is for a child who's gone wrong is for that child to repent and return to God. It will try the limits of one's patience, no doubt. It may take time. It may never happen. But what is past has passed, and you have to do your best from this point forward. You have to forget to some extent the things of the past and press on, else your own soul might be lost. What else can you do but continue to try to bring that child back to the Lord? But let me say in closing these words to children. Children, be careful what you do to your parents, what you say to them. Be careful where you go and how you treat them. If you put God first in life, you'll deal with your parents properly. That's a part of being a Christian, of course. Like the loyalty of your parent, your loyalty must be toward God first, and your loyalty toward God will cause you to be loyal and faithful to the truth your parents have taught you. You can prevent this sorrow and this pain and this grief, if you will. Children need to learn to respect father and mother. This is what the Bible teaches. Children are to obey their parents. They are to honor their father and mother. You can't go to heaven if you do not do that. When a child goes wrong, and you know about it, and you talk with the parents of that child, I wish there was something more constructive that I could say and pass along to those who have suffered with children who have gone astray. But I only pray that God will bless you as you deal with that situation. May it be that all will be well with your soul. And above all, dear parent, you stay with God, and your staying with God may be that influence that will cause the child that has gone wrong to come back to the Lord and be saved. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.